Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf, she responds to Nishma Asayim B'Yakov Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Yud. The Gemara in the end of the base explains the Shito of Rav Shimon Gamliel that says that Hebrew Hashono, you start with three Dayonim, continue with five, and you end with seven. Why do you have three, five, and seven? So the Gemara brings two explanations. Explanation number one is connected to Birkas Koyanim. Because Birkas Koyanim, the first Pasuk has three words, the second Pasuk has five, and the third Pasuk has seven. And the second explanation of the Gemara is that it's connected to three levels of people that are around the king. There's three that are considered to be Shomer Asaf, there's five, which is Miroi Pri HaMelech, and there's seven Roi Pri HaMelech. Now Rashi really explains a little bit the second shot, and he says that when we speak about Ibu Shono is Mitachsisi Malchus Shamaimu. You're doing here what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to do down here in the world. And because Malchus HaRekiah came Malchus HaRekiah, so when we have a Gilui of the Malchus Hashem down in the world, we do 3, 5, and 7, which is the 3, 5, and 7 people around the king down here in the world. And the Bnei Yisachar in Chodesh Adar Mamar Dalid adds to it that what's the pshat that we right now here doing Techsisei Melucha? Because usually the regular months, they have a regular mazel up there in Shemaim. It's done almost naturally. Obviously, the Beis Din has to do Kiddush HaChodesh, but the month is there anyway. But the 13th month is what our Am Yisrael is creating. It's not something which is automatic. And there's no mazel in the 13th month. So you're creating something new. It's a new creation. It's a new Bria. And he says that's the reason that Haman, when Haman did his Goyul, it fell in Chodesh HaIbur. And that Chodesh, there's no mazel, so Am Yisrael is not under the mazel, therefore they are able to overcome Haman. But it's still, we still need Biru. What's the pshat in this 3, 5, and 7? And especially in Birkas Koyanim, we're talking about the number of words in each Pasuk. What is the Shaychis to the 3, 5, and 7 in Ibur Hashanah? So the Maharal Chidush HaGadol says what we could call a classic Maharal. The Maharal gives us the concept, what is the number 3, 5, and 7? He says, the number one is Echad Yochid Miyuchad Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have a revelation of this in this world. In this world, there's nothing which is one. Why? Because the smallest thing that you can imagine is a line. Everything you have has a beginning, has a middle, and has an end. So even the smallest dot has right, left, and middle. Even when a person imagines the smallest thing in the world, it does have a right, left, and middle, and that's called three. Three is representing right, beginning, middle, end. Now the next stage is once you have a line, you have a beginning, middle, and end, it's still not something which is in existence, because you need to have also the width. So when you're creating something that has a length and width, that's represented in the number five, because it's four lines in the middle. But even when you get to an area which has a width and a length, you can't put it in the world. In this world, everything is a three dimensions. You need to have not only width and length, you also have to have height. And that's represented with the number seven, because every cube, every item in the world has the elements of a cube, which means six sides, up, down, right, left, front, back, and the middle, which is the seventh. So in other words, the way things appear in the world is, it starts in the smallest nekuda in the mind. It's a three, and then when it becomes width and length, it's a five, then it becomes the actual item, it's a seven. So Zog the Maharal, that's what Birkas Koyanim is all about, because Birkas Koyanim is to bring a bracha to the world. So the start of the bracha is three, that's why it's three words in the pasuk. Then when it starts developing, it becomes five. And when the ma'isa comes down to the world, it's a seven. And this is the idea of the Ibur Hashanah. We start with three to start the concept. Then it goes to five when it comes to be something which is a little more debatable. You already have something more tangible to talk about. But then when you want to do Ibur Hashanah, you have to get to seven. And he continues to say that's also really the 3, 5, and 7 regarding the Melech. The reason why you have these numbers is because the king is one, he represents number one, and his Hispashtus goes from 3, 5 to 7, connected to things that we mentioned. The Ben Yoyada adds another Nikud over here. He says two explanations why Birkas Koyanim connects to Hebrew Hashanah. And in the second explanation, he brings the Medrash Shmuis Rabo to Zvov Chof, and I saw many other Mefarshim bring this to Kudo, because the Medrash there says that when they do Ibur Hashana, so then comes a special light, Yotza Orim Mi Beis HaMedrash Ubo Lifneim. There's a special light that comes from Shemayim to Beis HaMedrash. Then they know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is agreeing with him. And that's what it's Shenema Zorech B'choshech Oyer LeYesharim. There's a special that comes in the darkness to people doing Ibur Hashana. Says the Ben Yoyada also, when the Kohanim do Birkas Kohanim, there's a special light that comes from Shemaim. And that's why the Kohanim have to cover their hands. And now look at the hands, because through the hands comes a special aura from Shemaim. So Yimele, Ibur Hashana and Birkas Kohanim are similar to each other. Can both you have the aura of Shechina coming down to the world? And to come and add over here the Bnei Yisrael that we started with, that when you have Ibur Hashana, there's a special inyan, the creation in the world, which is connected, corresponds to Birkas Kehanim, a special bracha coming to the world. So that's why you learn one from each other. We touched here a little bit in Dvarim Amukim Meod. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.